BTV News. BTV with news update broadcast on FM radio frequency 97.99 MHz from Bình Định Radio Television Station.
BTV News. BTV with news update broadcast on FM radio frequency 97.99 MHz from Bình Định Radio Television Station. Good evening and welcome to BTV News. On the morning of April the 28th, at the Provincial Convention Center, the 13th Provincial People Council 2021-2026 term convened its 31st special session to review and decide on key matters within its authority. According to the organization plan, Bình Định Province currently has 155 commune level units, communes, ward, and township. Of the 154 units will undergo reorganization, including Nhân Châu Island's commune due to its unique geographical condition. After the restructuring, the province will have 58 commune level administrative units, a reduction of 97 units, achieving a consolidation rate of 62.58%. Gia Lai province will be established as a centrally governed province through the merger of the internatural area over 50,510 square kilometers and population over 1,717,500 of Gia Lai province, with the entire natural area over 6,066 square kilometers and population over 1,813,000 of Bình Định province. The newly formed Gia Lai province will have a total area of over 21,576 square kilometers, a population of nearly 3,583,700, and 135 commune level administrative units, including 110 communes and 25 wards. The political and administrative center will be located in Quy Nhơn City, currently part of Bình Định province. The reorganization of administrative units in Gia Lai and Bình Định is essential to ensure a rational administrative structure aligned with development trends and practical realities while respecting the historical identities of both provinces. It aims to streamline and strengthen the political system for greater efficiency and effectiveness, downsize the workforce, restructure and enhance the quality of public officials and employees, foster regional connectivity, expand development space, ensure national defense and security, and mobilize on resources to boost socio-economic development and improve people's livelihoods. On April 27th, the Provincial Military Command held a ceremony to conclude the campaign to eliminate makeshift and dilapidated houses in Can Linh Commune, Vân Canh District. Over nearly 3 months of implementation, officers, soldiers, and militia members from the Provincial Armed Forces contributed more than 2,030 workdays to assist residents of Cà Nau, Cà Bông, Hà Giao, Con Lót, and Chuồng Village in Can Linh Commune. They also directly transported over 1,050 tons of construction materials, helping to reduce costs for the locals. To date, 101 households eligible for support have completed the repair or construction of new homes in the five villages. Colonel Nguyễn Xuân Sơn, political commissar of the Provincial Military Command, praised the sense of responsibility and tireless efforts of the officers, soldiers, and militia members who overcame hardships and closely lived and worked alongside local residents to complete the plan ahead of schedule.
On April 27th, the Vân Canh District People's Committee held a ceremony to launch its 2025 tree planting campaign.
in response to the national 1 billion trees program for the 2021-2025 period. At the event, Vangkan District Leaders Council on local agency and communities to develop and implement effective plans to promote the annual tree planting festival in gratitude to President Ho Chi Minh and actively participate in the 1 billion tree program following the Prime Minister directive. On April 26th, 27th, in Kunyang City, FPT University hosted FPT Youth Experience 2025, a large-scale school experience event combined with a music festival. The event attracted around 5,000 young people from the Central and Central Highlands regions, including more than 1,000 high school students from provinces such as Bình Định, Quảng Ngãi, Phú Yên, and Gia Lai. The students took part in the UniTalk program, a seminar offering insights into FPT University's academic majors, study pathways, and the latest information on admissions methods, scholarship opportunities, and comprehensive career guidance. And that's the end of the news today. Thank you for listening. Goodbye and see you next time.